Our cat's named Zucchini, and we call him Zook. But that's not the most important thing about him. And neither is the incredible fact that he's got 7 toes on each front foot and 6 on each one in the back, for a total of 26. Most cats have 5 and 4, for a total of 18. His eyes are blue, like old faded jeans, and his coat is dark brown. But when he's lying on a sidewalk scratching his back, you can see some white markings shaped like the state of California on his belly, and some black tufts in the spot where Oakland is, which is where we live. One corner of one ear is clipped off. He's got shaky teeth, black gums, and breath that smells like the restroom in the Chevron station. A smell we love because it's Zook's. If you run your palm along his right side, you can feel something like a little pebble stuck under his skin. It's not a pebble. It's a pellet from a BB gun. And that's not the most important thing about him either. In fact, I try not to think about that so much. 2.5 years ago, my brother, Fred, and I found Zook in the alley that connects the back of our apartment building with the back of O'Leary's Pizzeria. We go to O'Leary's a lot because of their famous fried zucchini. Fried is the only kind of vegetable Freddy will eat. It was a warm, sunny Saturday, just like this one. Mom was in the stuffy basement laundry room, and Fred and I were sitting out in the alley eating lunch from O'Leary's. We had folding chairs out there, and back then, the big blue pots were filled with lavender and red geraniums. You could smell the eucalyptus tree and lavender over the traffic smells. Birds were chirping, which I suppose they're always doing, but this was the kind of day when nice things like that got your attention. Then something else got our attention. Eeyow! Eeyowie! That's another thing about Zook. He's got the greatest pair of cat lungs ever. There he was, stretched out in the warm dirt of one of those geranium pots, howling away as if he and the birds in the alley were singers in a band. Nowadays, Zook is famous in the neighborhood for his singing. But at the time, we'd never heard anything like him before. And then he let Freddie and me pet him, rubbing his head against our legs. Probably hadn't been stroked in a long, long time. I noticed he was wearing a collar with a silver rectangle dangling from it. Incredibly, in the middle of that rectangle was a little sparkly diamond. We lured that starving cat into the building with some fried zucchini. Get it? Zucchini? Zook? Mom said we could keep him, so we cleaned him up, bought him some cat food, and brought him upstairs to live with us. Dad said our family could always use a diamond, or the gobs of cash you could get for it. That diamond isn't even the most important thing about him. Anyway, we found out it was fake. But we'd already started to love Zook by the time we absolutely found out for sure. Actually, I began to love him the second I met him.